Welcome back to Boston Public Radio. I'm Jim Browdy. She is Marjorie Egan. Joining us, not in Studio 3, by the way, but in GBH's famed Fraser Performance Studios, the Bobby Keys Trio. Bobby, who is rumored to have begun playing guitar in the womb, is on guitar. Marty Richards is on drums. Marty Ballou on bass. We're also joined by Bruce Ferrara. He's back. As you know, he's the music director of the Beat Hotel in Harvard Square and the Beehive in the South End. Gentlemen, welcome to you all.
Good to see you guys.
Thanks,
thank you very much for being here. So Jim made a joke, Bobby. You really didn't start in the womb, but it was close to it. I read where you were 5 years old.
I think maybe six.
Yeah. So what happened at 5 years, 6 years old?
Well, I guess my father brought a friend over who had a big orange Gretsch sparkly guitar, and I took one look at it and went, "That's for me," and started playing and just never looked back. I've been playing ever since.
Yeah, but when I read about you, and I've heard about you forever, but when I was reading about you in the last day or so, the six-year-old thing wasn't that weird to me, because a lot of kids start playing at six. But then I read in the next paragraph, you're playing on Route 1 at 8 years old?
Yeah, it turned
There were no child labor laws where you come from?
No, the ABC, the Beverage Commission, used to kind of chase me down, and I had multiple fathers in every club. it was great. I thought pizza and Coke were free forever.
Yeah, and then you started your own band at how old, please?
The first band I was in was in elementary school, and we were called The Walls, which is in the rearview mirror. That's the slow sign backwards.
W-O-L-S, that's
yeah.
great.
And, millions of bands, it seems like, over the years.
So when you're a little kid, when you're so young starting this thing, when your mind is barely formed, who are the players who you say, I want to be like him or her? Who's that person that's in your head?
It turned out to be a guy I saw at the old Wigwam Club on Route 1. His name was Bob Rowe. And he mesmerized me and became my teacher when I was about 8 years old. And so he was my major influence. And then I believe he was influenced by Django Reinhardt, Les Paul, players like that, Eddie Lang. And so I got his style and his spirit of playing. So I owe everything to Bob Rowe.
And you named your kid after Django, did you?
I did.
Know we heard?
Yeah. I did, yeah. It was a daring move, but...
So, Bobby, let me ask you a stupid question for people that don't know anything about the way the music
That's a good intro.
What is a session player, please? Because that is what you've done a lot of your life. What
does
that mean?
Doing recording dates for records, movie soundtracks, jingles,
We're going to talk about that in a couple of minutes. One of the things that drives me nuts, which I assume does not drive you nuts, I mean, you play with New Kids on the Block, though. We're going to talk about that in a couple of minutes after you play. Mm-hmm. But on so
I'm sure
many
that's
other...
the person he wants you to name right
Well,
off
no,
the
but
top.
I mean, but it's people know him locally, et cetera. Doesn't it drive you nuts that you're such a huge contributor to something like that? And often session players don't even get credit on CD covers, or I mean, doesn't it drive you out of your mind?
Well, I wasn't the only one on with the New Kids. There was a whole bunch of us, and we kind of started calling us old men on the curb. But
as long as Jim mentioned them, just let me ask, because they are local guys, Dorchester Kids and stuff like that. I think they started at that place out on Dot Avenue where they went after school to practice their singing.
Mm-hmm.
But people make fun of them in a way, but they were huge talent.
Huge. They were a huge talent, and I really love Jordan Knight. He is one of the great guys in the music industry. He treated me extremely well on his solo album after the New Kids, and I think that he might have gotten wind that there was a few of us that maybe didn't get credit or didn't get paid as much as we should. And when I did Jordan's solo record, when it came time to pay me, I would say he paid me three times what I could have ever hoped to get.
Wow.
And didn't have to. And he's just an awesome guy.
Where are Jordan and the New Kids now?
I think, aren't they back together?
Yeah, they are back together.
Yeah, Donnie, and they're doing a tour with, Backstreet Boys?
I think it's
the
new old men on the block is what they're calling them. So before you play something for us, Bobby, the Marty Square, the two Martys, how'd you find these characters?
Everybody wants the Martys. It's really a blessing to play music with these guys. They take it to an adventure and a whole level that it's crazy.
You know who we just forgot because we're staring at the three of you? We forgot this guy, Bruce Ferrara.
Bruce,
hi, Bruce. How are you? And you brought coffee today, too.
Yes.
So what's with these guys in your repertoire?
Well, I've known, you know, Bobby's one of those people that is, has a reputation. He's legendary, and a lot of people have known him. But the first time I remember the first time I saw Bobby, he was playing at a festival, outdoor festival, and he had a trio, and I did not know who he was. And I heard him play, and I thought, my Lord, it's evocative. You know, there's something about the way he's playing that reminds me of something. But I thought, this man's a virtuoso. And then eventually I met him, and when he plays at the places I work, at the Beehive and the Beat Hotel, I mean, he is, you know, hands down, people love the way he plays, and it's very expressive. And that some of the things that I mostly love about Bobby is, I mean, besides the fact that he's a virtuoso player, that I think that term is overused, but it's true. But there's a legitimate honesty in the way he plays. I mean, it's wonderful to hear someone play for real.
Do you notice when he said to Marjorie a couple of minutes ago that Jordan Knight paid him three times what he was used to, that he was looking at you when he was saying that?
Yeah.
Do you think there was a message in that or something or not?
I take really good care of Bobby.
You do.
Does he?
Yeah.
The Beehive Hotel have become home.
Well, I don't mean just that. I mean, you know, eventually, you know, I'll make him dinner every now and then.
So what are you going to play for us, Bobby and the Martys?
Well, after all that, let's see. How about an original called Beatniks and Hippies?
Terrific. We'll look forward to it.
Thank you.
fantastic. You were listening to the Bobby Keys Trio. Bobby's playing the guitar, Marty Richards on the drums, and Marty Ballou is on bass. You know, Bobby, I read where you have played. We've already covered New Kids. I think we've done them. You played with Darlene Love, who I never heard of until I saw that great documentary about the backup singers, Laverne Baker, Sleepy LaBeef, and Jerry Lee Lewis. You got any good stories about anybody you want to share with us?
Let's see. Well, a lot of those were records. So, and a lot of them, I never met them at the sessions. We would do them at different times.
Wait a minute. So how does that happen?
Well, you just go into the studio at a different time, and, you know, they come in and overdub later. Like with Jerry Lee, he never showed up to the session. I think Eric Clapton's piano player, Tom, did all the tracks. And then Jerry came in and did all his stuff.
That makes it easier to do the why would you do that? Why would you just not show up with the musicians?
You know, I don't know with Jerry. It could be many things. But I think he always likes to record at the original Peabody Hotel with the original piano.
Okay.
And we did the session in L.A., so, you know, maybe he didn't want to go to L.A., but not sure.
And the other thing that I read, which I thought was amazing, is that at one time you were on the rap, soul, and R&B charts all at once. And people were stunned, saying that we weren't even sure that had ever been done before.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. I think we were trying to get somebody was trying to do an interview with the Globe, and they said, "Well, we need a line, you know, something." And I said, "Well, I'm over 50, and I'm on as a songwriter on the soul, R&B, and the rap charts." And they said, "Nah, like, are you doing any gigs around town?" And I'm like, "Wow, there's a story." But
well, I think didn't they also say, "How could a white guy from Saugus be doing all this?" Wasn't this a great line?
Yeah. Well, in L.A., when I was working with Robin Thicke, we'd go to they'd drag me to a lot of the clubs at night, and so I'd get in the line, and I've got kind of a white beard, and the bouncer would always kind of put the hand out and go, "No." And then either, you know, Andre Harrell or Robin would say, you know, "Well, that's Bobby's, our guitarist." He'd be like, "Oh, okay, you can go in." And my line was always, "Who's your grampy?"
So speaking of Robin Thicke, and I assume you had nothing to do with the tongue wagging by Miley Cyrus. Is that correct?
I can't say that I did.
You did? Okay,
I was not. I played on one cut on that album, but I, no.
So you met Thicke, I read, when he was a kid, when he was a teenager, right? How'd
when
that come
about?
When
he was 17, I was working with Jordan Knight right here in Boston, uh-huh. And he was doing a solo record, and Robin was writing and producing for Jordan. And that's when I met Robin, and we played one tune, and he said, "Let's take a walk with me." And we walked around the corner from Berkeley to the little convenience store, and he bought a pack of cigarettes, and he turned around and he said, "You got $4? And I was like, "Kid, I just met you." And he said, "But you're coming to L.A. with me." And I said, "Look, I don't have a decade to waste." And sure enough, I went to L.A. with him. Yeah.
You know, Bruce, when I watch, I've heard of Bobby for ages. Mm-hmm. I had no idea you were a local kid, by the way, until I read about you the last couple of days. Are there other Bobby Keyses in this universe up here that so many of us know nationally but don't know from our region?
I can bring a ton of people like this, as many as you want to meet. You know,
I wasn't trying to book them. I was just asking.
No, I think it's something about Route 1. It's very ripe for that sort of thing.
You know, I'm not sure of actual people that were, you know, necessarily born here, but Boston, and people come here to go to school, you know, at the music schools, and you know, we have a lot of talented people that are inspirational people, but you know, other local guitar players that we know.
Who can we think of?
Bruce Bartlett.
Bruce
is, I've been watching Bruce since I was a kid, he and I were both kids. He's an amazing guitar player.
Who else, Bobby? Who else?
Kevin Barry, Duke Levine, Gray Sargent. There's so many.
Is this fertile territory for producing people like you?
Why?
I've
worked in New York and L.A. For many, many years, and I think there's as many great guitarists right here as anywhere in the world, Nashville or anywhere.
So before we have you play again, starting with the two Martys, Marty Ballou with you, what did you know about Bobby before you started playing with him?
I knew that he had worked...
We need a mic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. No, you're good now. Yeah.
Okay. I knew that Bobby had worked with some friends of mine from Rhode Island, and I knew that he had done a lot of studio work, especially the New Kid stuff with some folks that I had been working with down there. And I had heard that...
Is he as good as you heard he was, or no?
He's about 28 times better.
Yes, that was the right answer to that question. How about the other Marty? What's your deal? Pre-Bobby introduction.
I was playing a gig at Faneuil Hall Marketplace back in the mid-90s, and Bobby came in as a guest, and we just hit it off. It was great, and a friend of mine, close friend of mine from Worcester, was playing drums for him at the time, and he moved out to L.A., and then I just sort of gradually snuck my way in, I guess.
It's like a Pete Best kind of thing. We never heard of him again or whatever that
Oh, no, no,
name.
He's doing great. Oh, he's doing great out there.
By the way, if I just may add just one thing as we're listening
to... This is Bruce Ferrari.
...listening to the two Martys talk, you know, you can't overstate how important these guys are. You know, Marty Blue and Marty Richards. I mean, the way, the feel that they have.
We can tell.
The time that they have. I mean, that kind of musical sensibility doesn't grow on trees.
How long you three been playing together?
Oh, you mean, seems like 5 years or more.
Okay, what are you playing for us now, Bobby?
I'm going to do something. It's called Enough About Me, What Do You Think About Me? No, that's the way I feel right now. I was thinking about on the way in what I was going to do, and I really wanted to, I mean, I love playing with these guys. I want to thank them again for being there musically for me night after night. It's really a great joy to play with these guys. I mean, so I want to do something and feature Marty Richards on the drums, and
terrific.
I want to do a Duke Ellington tune called Caravan.
Great. goodness.
You guys are awesome. Okay, so there are young musicians, or maybe not so young musicians, listening to you guys, phenomenally talented musicians, working together as a trio. How nerve-wracking is it to earn a living doing what you're doing for people that are thinking about this or listening to you right now?
We just had a nice time driving up, getting into town at this hour of the day. That's a little bit nerve-wracking.
Did you have to carry that bass in the snow?
That was Marty Ballou, by the way.
Oh, we drove up from Rhode Island, actually. So
with your instrument?
Oh, sure.
And you had to carry it through the snow. That great big huge thing.
Oh, I've been carrying it through the snow for the last month, you know. Today was just a traffic jammy kind of crazy thing, you know.
But I mean, in general, I mean, I think this all the time. Unbelievably talented musicians, you sound unbelievably great together. But it's got to be nerve wracking, worrying about the gigs you're going to get, the sessions you're playing, you're going to get, going from thing to thing, paying the mortgage, all that stuff.
Bobby's smiling, by the way, is his answer. I don't know what that means.
It's all about royalties.
Okay.
But, that's a whole other story. But, it's really hard to be a musician and to earn a living to feed your family. But you just have to, if you love it, you'll do it, and you'll find a way to make it happen.
Can I tell people who haven't heard you yet, and hopefully we'll hear you, Bobby, on March 12th. We're going to give you the date, and you'll give us the website in 1 second, Bruce. Watching you is almost as much fun as listening to you. It is really, really great.
It is a lot of fun, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
As he was playing, I'm looking around there. Our little audience here, the people in the control room, everyone has a smile on their face.
What's the website, by the way, for you? The Beehive and the Beat Hotel, Bruce.
Yeah, let me see. Beat Hotel. .com and Beehive.
I like that. Go ahead.
It's right to the point.
Oh, yes.
And BeehiveBoston.com. And there we'll have a list. I also have some dates here I can tell you. Bobby's going to be playing March 12th. It's Wednesday, I believe, at the Beehive. And he is also playing another day, which I don't seem to have.
Well, that's why we're going to go to beathotel.com, and we're going to find out what that is.
Go there, but at least March 12th, yes.
Okay, so Bobby, you were kind enough, you guys agreed to play a third as we end the show today. What are we going to hear?
An original called Finding Yin.
Great. Hey, by the way, thank you all three. You were fabulous.
Thank you.
Really
huge.
Great.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks for having us, by the way.
And sorry about the traffic.
Thank you, GBH.
We have been listening to the Bobby Keys Trio. Bobby Keys is a guitarist. Marty Richards is on the drums. Marty Ballou is on bass. Bruce Ferrara, the music director at the Beat Hotel in Harvard Square and the Beehive in the South End, has brought them in. Bobby will be performing at the Beehive on March 12th. Bruce Ferrara, Bobby Keys, Marty Richards, and Marty Ballou, thank you so much for joining us. And thank you all for listening to another edition of Boston Public Radio. Tune in tomorrow for Ask the Mayor. Marty Walsh will be here to take our questions and yours. Our show is a production of WGBH. This is Boston Public Radio. Thank you.